Welcome back to another episode of Bench Warmers. This is the second installment, and we are back. Thankfully, you know, after episode one, you never know what's going to happen. Maybe everything goes to shit. Maybe everything blows up in your face. Maybe you never do another episode ever again. But we are back, and we're ready to talk about more football. So after the first episode, which I recorded on a Saturday, that Monday, I got sick. I did not feel very good that week. And then going into the next week, which would be this week, started feeling a little bit better and still have a small cough. Hopefully it's not noticeable in this episode, but we're getting better and I feel good enough to where I can record this episode. Voice is clear enough, and that's why it got delayed to Wednesday. But enough about me, more about the league. We drafted, there it is. We drafted on Saturday a couple of days ago, and a lot of shit has happened inside the league. But I want to go a little bit more in depth about how my draft went. So last year's draft did not go very good. It was all right, it was okay, but I wasn't very happy with how shit ended up, and I ended up making a lot of mistakes. I was the first one to shoot a trade last year, and it did not go very well. I really wanted Travis Kelce, who was in my Diego Robles team, and what I ended up trading was not very good value-wise. I ended up trading Amon-Ra, who was a first-rounder this year, and Davante Adams, who was a second-rounder this year, for Travis Kelce, who's a third-rounder this year. So, yeah, Kelce did not have a Kelce-type year last year. He's getting older. There's more weapons in the offense. Pacheco was starting to take over, which means that Kelce is becoming less of a factor. Still a very fantasy-relevant guy. Still somebody that you would want on your fantasy team. But the Travis Kelce of old is gone, and now we have the Travis Kelce of now, who's in a little bit of more of a reserved role. So, enough about last year's draft. Again, let's go into this year's draft, which I am very, very happy about. Coming out of the draft, I felt like I had the best team. Some people in the league would say it's debatable, I'm overrating my team. I, for one, think that I killed it, fucking aced it. And me personally, if you look at my team and you say, holy shit, dude, you fucking killed it, this is amazing, then you know ball. And if you didn't say that, if you were one of the fat asses that slid up on my story after I posted my team, you do not know ball. One of the fat asses that I'm talking about, who will not be named, but I hung out with him yesterday, he's a fucking casual. I showed him my 16-man league and my Seahawks league. It honestly looks better than some of the teams that are in my 12-man and my money league. So, yeah, that kid's a goddamn casual for drafting in a 10-man league and showing me his team. And, you know, it looked good for a 12-man, but for a 10-man, I was like, dude, you need to get better at fucking drafting, bro. What the fuck is this shit? But enough of that casuals team, enough of that shitters team. I keep getting sidetracked. I want to talk about my team, because my team, I feel like I blew the draft out of the water, guys. I can't say it enough. I feel like I did amazing. So, we are picking at the 109. At the 109, I had a couple of guys available. That Amon-Ra didn't fall to me. That Justin Jefferson didn't fall to me. So, that scenario instantly scratched out the book. We're going to the original plan, which is running back, running back. So, the running backs that were available at the 109, we had Jahmyr Gibbs, Jonathan Taylor, Isaiah Pacheco, Derrick Henry, Kyren Williams, Saquon Barkley, and that's everybody that I would consider picking at the first pick. So, I'm not a big fan of Jonathan Taylor. I love Saquon, but given that I have Jalen Hurts, I don't feel too comfortable with having a guy like Saquon on my team. I feel individually he's great. He's going to do amazing. He's fucking goated. But on my team, it would just feel a little bit weird, but I kind of regret the decision a little bit. But that's neither here nor there. I feel like the first pick that I did was good. I picked Jahmyr Gibbs. So my thought process there was Gibbs has a week 5 bye week. So out of all the guys that I liked picking there, I liked Gibbs, I liked Kyren, I liked Pacheco. Those were my main three. Jonathan Taylor and Saquon, they weren't even a second thought. And out of those guys, I like Jahmyr Gibbs because I compare that with an Isaiah Pacheco who has his bye week 6. Kyren has his bye week 6. If none of those guys are there by the time my second pick is there, week 14, Derrick Henry. Like I said last episode, Derrick Henry is a damn good RB2. So I went Jahmyr Gibbs, pick 1, and then pick 2. I was hoping Pacheco would fall there. Johnny ended up picking him up at the second pick of the second round. So 2 picks before I was going to make my selection. But Derrick Henry was also gone, which I was pretty surprised. Julian picked him up a pick before I was going to. And Derrick Henry was honestly my last option. So I was kind of surprised that he was already gone by the time I was ready to make my second pick. But Kyren was there, and that was honestly the plan for me for a good amount of time. Since I've been mock drafting, I wanted Jahmyr Gibbs and Kyren Williams for a good amount of time. Kind of switched up a little bit recently. I wanted Gibbs and Pacheco. But what are you going to do? Gibbs and Kyren, still a damn good RB base. They're going to fucking kill it together. If they both stay healthy, I think they're going to do amazing. And I think that's an amazing first 2 picks for me. So, after I picked Kyren, Jake picked up Saquon. And then wide receivers and then running backs started flying off the board. Blevs took Marvin Harrison after Saquon was picked up. James Cook was flying off the board. Devontae Adams was gone in the second round, which I expected. Pittman, who I thought was going to survive till the third round, was gone in the second round. Not a bad pick. What did surprise me, though, is that Travis Kelce flew in the second round. I can't say I'm too surprised. We're in a league full of Chiefs fans. But if you want the best chance of winning your league, I would not have picked Kelce at the second. Laporta's usually the first tight end being picked up at the third round. I wouldn't start drafting tight end until the fourth. But he started flying at the second, at the end of the second. So, I don't know. That's a little bit of a shoulder shrug for me. But then Olave flew off the board. Achane flew off the board. A lot of these guys I wasn't really interested in going into the third round. Evans is pretty good. I would consider making a spot for him on my team, but not at his ADP, maybe trading for him, but I'm not that big of a fan of Evans after where he was going. Etienne, I never really liked him as a pick for me. He was never on my radar. DK got picked up. I'm not really a big Mixon guy. I love Mixon as a player. Not in the situation he's in Houston. A lot of mouths to feed. Players just started falling. Laporta finally gotten in the third round. Blevs picked him up. That's a decent pick. Going where he should be. Drake London. And then once I got the pick, he's going in the fourth round. But this is my guy. I made the mistake of not drafting him when I should have a little bit earlier, quote-unquote reaching for him. I picked Jalen Hurts, which was my fucking splash pick, bro. I thought that he was going to be gone in the third round. I thought some motherfucker would have taken him, but he was there by the time I was ready to take him. And holy shit, I was so happy that he was there. Jalen Hurts is back on the squad. The guy that I've had since his, I don't know if it was his rookie year or sophomore year. Sophomore year for sure. I've had him on my team since his sophomore year. Rookie year maybe. But I've watched this guy grow into the QB that he is. He's going to do great fucking things, dude. He was the forefront of my Diego Robles team. I missed him last year when I had that fucking atrocious ass year. And now everything is right in the world. I got Jalen Hurts and no one is fucking taking him from me. I am not trading him for anything. Jalen Hurts is not leaving my team, and it's going to be that same sentiment next year, because Jalen Hurts is going to be here next year, and then maybe 2 years from now, I know at some point I'm going to have to pick a new QB, because before Jalen Hurts, I would draft Russell Wilson, and then we all saw what happened to Russ. But until that day comes that Hurts is no longer really fantasy relevant, he's going to be on my team, and I'm going to enjoy every single second of it. But after I picked Hurts, Diggs, Rashad White, and then Josh Allen got picked at the end of the third round. Ethan Hampton, E-Hamps, my guy, the guy I scouted into the league, this guy picked up Josh Allen before Isaac could. Isaac wanted that Josh Allen, Dalton Kincaid stack. And dude, this was the funniest thing ever. We were on the Zoom call, or not the Zoom call, we were on the Discord call. And oh my God, bro. Ethan sniping Josh Allen. What else could you ask for, man? I told Isaac, I was like, dude, if you can pick Josh Allen a little bit earlier, you should. And that's what I did with Jalen Hurts. I learned from my mistakes last year. I was like, dude, you better learn from my mistakes this year. Or just like, look at what I did. I shat the bed. Don't do the same thing. And now he doesn't have Josh Allen. He doesn't have Kyler Murray. He doesn't have Joe Burrow. No CJ Stroud. All of these guys flew off the board, and they flew off quick. So I'll get into that a little bit more as I go through the draft and how it went. But yeah, it did not go well for Isaac QB-wise. I still think he had a pretty good draft. And right now, as I'm recording, he probably has the best team in the league. And that's a yearly occurrence, I can't lie. Always trading, always getting ahead of the curve, always doing what he has to do. But yeah, during the draft, though, it was not looking very good for him. So in the second pick of the fourth round, that's when CJ Stroud flew off the board. Two round early reach, but yeah, I don't know. Johnny picked him up two rounds earlier, but the way the sequence of QBs was going, looking back, it doesn't look like an awful pick. Because, God, bro, the QBs just fucking flew off. Patrick Mahomes went after CJ Stroud. And then after Julian picked, after he picked Mahomes, that's when my other guy was there, Kenneth Walker. Holy shit, what a splash of a pick. Bro, splash after splash. I got Jalen Hurts. I got Kenneth Walker. I was talking to Isaac about it. He's not that big of a fan of Kenneth Walker. He thinks he's kind of mid. But with the new regime that we got, the new coaching staff, Mike McDonald is going to work up the defense. Old defensive coordinator of the Ravens. He brought in Ryan Grubb, offensive coordinator of Washington last year, who made the playoff. Bro, Ryan Grubb fucking killed it, dude. With his schemes and shit, the wide receiver sets, how he gets the running backs involved, I think Kenneth Walker should be valued as a second-round running back. And that's what I think he's going to be at the beginning of next year. I think I got some fucking value for getting him in the fourth. I honestly should have picked him in the third, but I couldn't risk Jalen Hurts being gone. I had to pick Hurts, and I'm so glad that Kenneth Walker was there in the fourth. Oh, holy shit. I was so happy with that pick. After that, Cooper Kupp was gone. I was kind of eyeing Cooper Kupp too. He was on my radar. But you can't pick Kenneth Walker and Cooper Kupp at the same time, or in the same round. Is what it is. But I'm still happy with who I picked in the fourth round. Kenneth Walker is a fucking steal. Mark Andrews got picked in the fourth round as well. That's so Raven. I think that might be Toby. Yeah, so Toby picked Mark Andrews. Then Josh Jacobs flew off the board. There was one mock draft where I got Trey McBride in the fifth round. I knew it was very unlikely because I was drafting with some fucking morons. But in this league, you don't know what's going to happen. And it was most likely that McBride was going to go somewhere in the fourth, which is what happened here. Jacob picked McBride in the end of the fourth round, in the later end of the fourth round. It is what it is. It was most likely he wasn't going to fall to me. But if he did, holy shit, man, that would have been really nice. And then Lamar Jackson got drafted after McBride. Martin picked Devontae Smith with the second to last pick in the fourth round. I like Smitty. He's a luxury, not a necessity, though. I do want to get him in a trade. Because I'm the Slim Reaper. I'm the fucking Butcher. That's me, man. I need to have me on my team. I need that Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts stack. I don't need it, but damn sure I fucking want it. But yeah, after Smitty got picked with the last pick of the fourth round, Joe Burrow got picked, which was pretty surprising to me on the call that I was with the guys. We were like, that's another second round, even some would say third round reach. Three rounds earlier. Because Burrow's going in the sixth and the seventh in a lot of mock drafts, but he went at the end of the fourth, basically beginning of the fifth. So yeah, that was a little shocking. The QBs just flew off the fucking board, bro, and it was insane. Martin auto-drafted, I forgot to mention, that fucking pussy. Yeah, he auto-drafted his whole team, got a little bit too fucking drunk, fucking lightweight. We were literally begging on for him to get on the call. But no, just went straight to voicemail, never picked up. So now that kid has a fucking auto-drafted team. Yeah, Martin, if you're listening to this, you're a fucking loser. You're going to come last in my division. Me and Jake are going to fucking whoop your ass. But yeah, back to the draft. He picked Anthony Richardson mock draft. He auto-drafted Anthony Richardson. Got to have that detail in there. Debo flew off the board. I kind of had my eye on him. I really like him if Ayuk gets traded, but still nothing out of the Ayuk camp. They said they were going to trade him, and now they say they're not going to trade him. He's going to stay. We don't know what's going to happen. But there's that. Malik Nabers got picked up by Isaac, which I think was a pretty good pick. I like Nabers. I think he's going to get targeted a lot. Daniel Jones is shit. Don't get me wrong. His QB situation is awful. But I like him as a talent. I think he's very talented. I like him. So then Toby picked up Zay Flowers. I like Zay. Not for how much you have to trade for him, though, or add his draft capital. I am not a big fan. Mondre then got picked by Jake. Oh, and then I picked Evan Engram in the fifth round. Absolute beauty. McBride. So all the big QBs are gone. Kelsey, McBride. I really was eyeing McBride, but McBride was gone. Laporte is gone. Didn't really have my eye on him. Andrews is gone. So the next big thing for me was bringing back Evan Engram. Finished top three last year. Finished second overall tight end. I don't think he finishes that high, but I think he still finishes as a top five tight end. And getting him in the fifth round, that is pretty cheap for me. I like the value there because you got Mondre, Tank Dell, Zay Flowers, Calvin Ridley flying all at the same time. You just get Evan Engram and basically get a top five tight end, which I thought was a pretty damn good deal. I like that. Julian picked Keenan Allen. Not the biggest fan of that pick. Rashee Rice, I like that pick. Blevs, he made a good pick there. T. Higgins then flew off the board. Kincaid. Ethan picked up the Dalton Kincaid and Josh Allen stack. Amazing pick. Absolutely amazing. If Dawson Knox wasn't really involved with the offense, I probably would have gone Dalton Kincaid on my team. But Evan Engram was there, and I don't want to really take that risk with Dalton Kincaid. I think he's going to have a good year. I think he's going to be doing great. He had a good ending of last year. He was doing pretty well. But I just don't want to take that risk with Dawson Knox. DeAndre Swift then flew. George Kittle got picked up by Julian, which is an okay pick. I'm not the biggest fan of George Kittle. I picked up Chris Godwin. So I started picking wide receivers now. The wide receivers are mostly gone. And like I said in the last episode of Benchwarmers, I don't want to say neglect my wide receivers, but that's kind of what it is. I neglect my wide receivers a little bit. And Chris Godwin is my wide receiver one. So be it. I got Kenneth Walker at my flex. I got Gibbs. I got Kyren. I got Hurts carrying the load again. I got Evan Engram, who finished top three last year. I have a damn good balanced team. And if my wide receivers are going to take a hit because of it, it's whatever. I'll trade for some later in the season. And maybe I don't. Maybe I just have my guys carry the load the whole time. That's the strategy that I had last year. Didn't work out so well because of that fucking stupid trade. But Zay Flowers had some games where he did well. I had Ayuk in there somehow. Ayuk was doing pretty well. My wide receivers, even though they're picked a little bit later, they produce a little bit. And it's okay if they're not the greatest wide receiver, if they're not a third, fourth, second round wide receiver, because that's what the rest of my team is there for. So Chris Godwin with my first pick, whatever. It is what it is. I liked Aaron Jones, kind of. I already have a full team for running backs and flex, so he wasn't really on my radar. I like the Isaac pick, Kyle Pitts there, later after Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is very tricky, but I think he's going to have a good year this year with the new coaching staff there, the new offensive coordinator. Arthur Smith is gone. I think he should be doing fine. Honestly, all Falcons offensive players, I think they should be doing good. Even the defense, it's low-key a sleeper. The Falcons as a whole, just good. And I would not be opposed if you told me, or if somebody just ended up nabbing up a couple of players on the Falcons roster, because I think they're primed to win the NFC South. And they're going to have a good year. So I don't mind the Kyle Pitts pick there. Historically, not very good. But he's one of the most talented tight end prospects that we've ever seen. That's what we're saying now about Brock Bowers. But Kyle Pitts, he was that fucking guy coming out of the draft. So now with the new coaching staff, maybe he can get off the blocks a little bit more and be used like a wide receiver, like he should be being utilized how he should be. Jaden Reed got picked up. DeAndre Hopkins got picked up. I wasn't a big fan of those guys. Jacob picked up Reed. All right pick. Alec picked DeAndre Hopkins. I don't like that pick. Martin picked up Zamir White. Holy shit. Guys, oh my lord, don't even get me started on Zamir White. Zamir White it's got to be the worst fucking pick of all time in the history of all drafts ever and all fantasy sports. Because my god, bro, I know that you had to, I know you auto-drafted and stuff, but dude, they did not do you any fucking favors drafting Zamir White, bro. He's an RB1 on the Raiders, sure. Alexander Mattison is back there. And they're going to split work, bro. Zamir White is a shitter, bro. I will forever shit on Zamir White. If he proves me wrong, whoop-de-fucking-do. I'm still going to shit on Zamir White, bro. Because I didn't even know who the fuck this guy was a year ago. Around this time. Who the fuck is Zamir White? Yo, chat. Somebody slide up on my story right now. As you're listening to this podcast. Tell me exactly who Zamir White is. Because I have zero fucking clue. Who the fuck is Zamir White? Yo, chat. Who the fuck is Zamir White? Absolutely fucking despicable. But anyways, after Zamir White got picked up, Thomas picked up George Pickens. Pretty decent pick. And then he picked up Jonathan Brooks after that pick. Pretty good. I like Jonathan Brooks. Not exactly where he is right now draft-wise. I think he's going to be good later after he gets off the IR list. And they might feed him a little bit. But I just don't like where he is going draft-wise. Trade-wise, I don't know. I haven't really tried trading for him. But I do like him as a player. I don't like him draft-wise, though. Round 7, a little bit too early for me. Maybe like round 10, I'd be like, yeah, I'd pick up Jonathan Brooks. But not where he's getting drafted. Martin got Njoku auto-drafted. Pretty good. Kyler Murray then flew off the board. Then Jordan Love flew off the board. So basically all the QBs are gone. And Isaac still hasn't had a QB. So leaves guys like Aaron Rodgers, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, and Caleb Williams, and JD, Jordan Daniels. I like Jordan Daniels. I was kind of thinking of drafting him as a backup. But you don't really need a backup quarterback. If you got like a guy like Jalen Hurts, you can just stream for 1 week and then pop him back into your lineup. When I could be drafting somebody better than JD, necessity-wise, at least. So, yeah. Amari Cooper flew off the board. That was Isaac's pick with the 77th pick. And a little bit early in the 7th round. I kind of wanted Amari Cooper, but it is what it is. Caleb Williams then flew off the board. Toby drafted him. Montgomery flew off the board. Jake Ferguson blew off the board. Then that's when I got Deontay Johnson. Now, historically, I don't like Deontay Johnson. So it's very ironic that I draft Deontay Johnson. Butterfingers Johnson, I used to say. Back when the Steelers had that undefeated season going like 11-0 and then 12-0. Yeah, that Mickey Mouse-ass season. And then Deontay Johnson led the league in drops. Might have been either that season or the following year. But I digress. Anyways, yeah, historically, I don't like Deontay Johnson. But with the new situation that he has away from Pittsburgh, now in Carolina, I like situation, because you look at a guy like Adam Thielen last year, nobody expected a guy like Thielen to fucking come out of nowhere on a Panthers offense, nonetheless, with rookie Bryce Young, and start racking up numbers. That shit pissed me off that I missed off on Adam Thielen, because I had him either after the draft or I traded for him, and I'm like, bro, Adam Thielen's not going to do shit, bro. He's post Vikings, he's not going to do bits, bro. He's not going to do shit. On the Panthers, on a fucking shitter team, dude starts popping off. So you got Deontay Johnson, who's kind of in that Adam Thielen role this year, and he's the alpha. This is his team now. He's the veteran. He's going to be helping Bryce Young. So a lot of people say this is a sleeper pick. Deontay Johnson is the sleeper of the draft. So I'm hoping that pans out. If not, whatever. I spend an eighth round pick on him. It is what it is if he doesn't pan out. It's fucking Deontay Johnson. If he doesn't pan out, I'm not going to be surprised. But if he does pan out, great. Great. I got a pretty damn good receiver in eighth round. Absolutely phenomenal. Moving on a little bit. Julian picked Brian Robinson after I picked Deontay. Tua didn't flew off the board. Javonte, who they say that he's doing pretty well post-ACL tear. It's been like 2 years now, so he's perfectly healed. But I don't like Javonte. I drafted him in my Diego Robles year, and then I traded him right before he got injured, thank God. Haven't touched Javonte ever since, and I don't plan on to. Terry McLaurin got picked with the first pick, and I guess I picked Deontay in the seventh round. So in the eighth round, first pick in the eighth round, Terry McLaurin got picked by Ethan. Pretty damn good pick, I'd have to say. And then we started getting into the Najee Harris's, the Jalen Warren's, the Tyjae Spears. I'm going to stop saying what other people have started drafting and then what I drafted. So in the eighth pick, I picked Ladd McConkey, wide receiver one for the Chargers. They're going to be an all-run team, but they got Justin Herbert at the queue. They're going to have to throw the ball at some point. And who are they going to throw it to? Josh Palmer and Ladd McConkey. I love Ladd McConkey. I haven't really been setting up in trade packages to people, but I'm going to wait for him for his value to skyrocket a little bit, go up a little bit, whatever, and I'll see what happens. I like Ladd in the eighth round. Once my roster got filled up with my first pick on the bench, I think he should be pretty good. Isaac picked up Nick Chubb. I was a little disappointed, but I went Ladd. I want to go with the rookies. I pick up the rookies every year. It's what I do. After that, I wasn't too disappointed. Oh, Christian Kirk, automatically drafted by Martin. Decent pick. Pretty decent pick. I'm kind of scared of his ankle injury history, so I kind of ducked them. But not a bad pick from ESPN auto-drafting for you, Martin. Not a bad pick. Now, what did shock me in the eighth round is that, albeit Thomas was drunk as shit, he picked Pat Freiermuth with the last pick of the eighth round. Absolute reach, bro. I was going to draft him with, like, my 12th pick, if he was even there. But, like, my God, bro. Last pick of the eighth round, I got no words for that, dude. I was absolutely shocked Pat Freiermuth went with the last pick of the eighth round. That absolutely shocked me. Defenses start flying off the board. I don't understand why we're still in round nine. Jacob drafted Brian Thomas, who was on my radar. He was asking me, like, yo, should I pick up Brian Thomas or this other guy? And I just went dead silent. We were on the porch. I just went dead silent. And I was like, you better not pick up Brian Thomas. So be it. He picked up Brian Thomas. Is what it is. Damn good pick. Well played, Jacob. Pretty damn good pick. After Brian Thomas got picked, Isaac picked up JD. Had no other option. He had to pick up JD. All the QBs were gone. Eckler, my guy. Oh, my God, Eckler. Oh, I feel for Eckler. But Thomas picked up Eckler. And then Blevs picked up JSN, who was also on my radar. I was thinking either JSN or Ladd. I like JSN. It was honestly a coin toss. Oh, Lord. We are going up to half an hour pretty quickly. This might go past half an hour, honestly. I still got a lot to talk about. JSN got picked. And then with my pick in the ninth round, I picked Roma Dunze after I picked Ladd McConkey. I think that's another splash. I think he has, I wouldn't say wide receiver one upside, but in all honesty, he kind of does. Keenan Allen could be washed, and, you know, I'm not wishing injury on anybody, but if DJ Moore goes down, who else are you going to turn to, bro? You got to turn to your ninth overall pick, Rome Odunze, fucking star at Washington, top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Rome Odunze is an absolute stud, and that's why I picked him in the ninth round. I think he has the ceiling. The ceiling is insane. And I've been kind of putting him in trade packages, but no one's biting because they don't really see the potential in Rome Odunze. I saw the potential, and that's why I drafted him, and that's why I'm sending him in trade packages. But people don't want him, which is insane to me. So I'm just going to hold Ladd, and I'm just going to hold Rome, and I'm going to sell him once they're like actually playing ball, and once, you know, I can sell him at a higher price. So, you know, if you're listening to this, guys, I would take Rome and Ladd off me as soon as possible before these guys start playing, and I've got to charge you double or three times the fucking price for these guys. These guys are studs, man, and they're going to ball. Tyler Lockett got taken off the board. I think that's a decent pick. Julian picked Tyler Lockett. I like Tyler Lockett. He's the guy that's either going to drop 5 points or 50. Huge upside, especially with the new regime. But I like Jason and DK more. I like Kenneth Walker more. That's why I fucking drafted Kenneth. I think Kenneth Walker is going to be a baller. But you can't go wrong with drafting Tyler Lockett in the end of the ninth round. If he does good, great. You know, you got some value there. Xavier Worthy got picked in the last pick. And then, oh, Lord, Julian took Justin Tucker in the 10th round. Kind of pissed me off a little bit. I said I would draft Justin Tucker with either the 10th or 11th pick. He took him. So I said, if I can't have Justin Tucker, I'm not drafting a kicker. So that's what I did. I did not draft a kicker. I do not regret it. If I can't have Justin Tucker, it's either Justin Tucker or nothing. So that's what I decided to go with. With the 10th pick, I ended up going with Blake Corum. Pretty boring-ass pick, but it's necessary. I'm kind of worried about Kyren's ankle history. So, you know, if he goes down, we got Blake Corum. It's like Kyren's, you know, he never left. So Blake Corum's pretty good. Did pretty well at Michigan. So if Kyren goes down, got Blake Corum. So there's that. Chase Brown got picked up by Blevs. I thought that was a pretty good pick. I like Chase Brown. Kind of who I wanted to draft, but, you know, Blake Corum was a necessity. So had to settle for Blake Corum. Jerome Ford got picked up by Isaac. So you got both running backs in that backfield. He got Nick Chubb. Once he comes back, you got Jerome Ford. So well played. He was also on my radar if I didn't have to play Blake Corum. But it is what it is. In the 11th round, a lot of nobodies are going off the board. TJ Hawkinson went off the board. Good on Toby to pick TJ Hawkinson. Once he comes back, that's going to be some value. 11th round, that is value. Isaac took Brock Bowers. Pretty damn good pick. I like that pick. I would have picked them, probably. But who I ended up picking was, oh Lord, Gus Edwards also ended up flying off the board. So I got dealt a bad hand in the 11th round. So I just went with Trey Benson back up to James Conner. James Conner, who I had last year, was absolutely atrocious to deal with. Motherfucker went down, and he shat the bed for me. It was absolutely terrible. He did good when he was healthy, and then afterwards, once he got injured and then came back, it was like, what the fuck, man? What the absolute fuck? So, it's not in the NFL season if James Conner doesn't get injured. So that explains Trey Benson. Once James Conner gets injured, plug in Trey Benson or trade him, and he's hopefully going to produce. I haven't watched too much of his tape, but if he's anything like James Conner, he'll do all right. He'll do decent. I picked Rico Dattle in the 12th round. I mean, there wasn't anybody else that I kind of wanted. Khalil Shakir was there. I could have gone Khalil Shakir, but I wanted to mix it up a little bit because I don't trust Zeke. And if Zeke does not do well, leaves it up to Rico Dowdle. But this morning, Dalvin Cook did get signed to the Cowboys, so that fucks it up a little bit. If we had drafted, like, today, I probably would have gone Khalil Shakir instead of Rico Dowdle. But what you going to do, man? 12th rounder is what it is. So Zach Ertz got picked in the later bit of round 12. Pretty good pick by Alec. I like Zach Ertz on that Washington team. Now that he's healthy. So, yeah, expect for him to do pretty all right. Donnie Mitchell got picked up by Isaac. That's a good rookie pick. I would have picked up another rookie if I could. So that's what I did. I picked up Jalen Polk from the Patriots. Kendrick Bourne's injured. Drake May might go starting into week one after that injury to Jacoby Brissett. So we'll see what happens with Jalen Polk. You know, high upside, round 13. if he doesn't do shit, you know, it's the Patriots offense. It is what it is. Not really winning, or well, kind of winning if he does good, but not really losing anything here with round 13. Round 14, we start getting to the end of the draft. Who did I pick here? Oh, Massage Watson. Yep, I thought I was pretty funny drafting Massage Watson. I dropped him for Kyler Murray this morning. I did pick up Kyler Murray this morning, but no, it wasn't for Kyler Murray. But he's not on my team anymore, so waste of a pick. Sean Watson's not even on the team anymore. And then round 15, I picked up the Seahawks defense. We faced the Broncos week one, then the Patriots week two. I think that's a pretty good solid defense, and I think they're going to be quite underrated for the season. Like I said, Mike McDonald, absolute defensive genius, held Mahomes to a touchdown in the playoffs. So yeah, Mike McDonald fucking killed it for the Ravens. So yeah, I'm a big fan of what the Seahawks are going to do defensive-wise, hoping to do all right offensively. But I got big hopes for Kenneth Walker. I got big hopes for the defense, hoping everything turns out well. And then I auto-drafted my last pick, which ended up picking Matt Gay, kicker for the Colts. So that is how the draft ended up going. I would talk a little bit more, but we are 6 minutes over. I wanted, honestly, this to be packed all into 20 minutes. But, you know, half an hour, you know, that's what we did last time. And, you know, we went 6 minutes over. It is what it is. More content for you guys to listen to. But, yeah, a lot has happened since the draft. Like I said, Isaac probably has the best team now. He has Bijan Robinson, who he did draft. And now he has Justin Jefferson. And Justin Jefferson, does he have Tyreek? No, he has Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yeah. So he has three first-round players on his team. So I don't have anything much to say about that. It's fucking insane. But that's usually what happens on a year-to-year basis. If someone gets injured, that screw up his team a little bit, kind of like what happened last year. But given how his team looks like right now, it looks pretty damn good. Bijan Robinson is RB1. Ramondre, RB2. It's all right. But Amon-Ra and Jay Jettis as your wide receiver 2 is fucking insane. Absolutely insane. Travis Kelce as his tight end. I don't even know how he has Kelce on his team right now. I don't even know. But Terry McLaurin as his flex. I like that as a flex. Only knock on his team is JD. And JD is a pretty damn good player. I like the rushing upside. So, not a bad roster at all. I think he has the best roster in the league right now. And it's unfortunate because three first-round players is absolutely ludicrous. They should be on my team instead. But that's neither here nor there. Now, I also wanted to talk about Martin's team because he has CeeDee Lamb, who was his first-round pick, and he also has Tyreek Hill. Now, he had to give up a lot to get Tyreek Hill. So that's why his team looks like Anthony Richardson, who he's always been there. Zamir White, and before he got Josh Jacobs, it was Zamir White and, oh Lord, who did he trade for Josh Jacobs? Damn, what the fuck? I think it might have been Brian Robinson, maybe? It was Tyjae Spears. So Zamir White is your RB1, and then Tyjae Spears is your RB2. Absolutely fucking fantastic. But now he traded with Julian, fucking scammed him. Unfortunate, but Josh Jacobs is probably, yeah, I'd say so, RB1. So now Zamir White's is RB2, but still, Zamir White starting on your lineup is pretty fucking ludicrous to me. He traded Njoku for Freiermuth. I like Freiermuth, but I don't know, I feel like he lost that trade, but whatever. The Mario Douglas is his flex player, which is absolutely insane. That should be a flex player for like a fucking 16-man league, bro. That's absolutely tragic. New Paddock, my wrist automatic. There's nobody else I really want to talk about right now, especially with how over I've gone on time. Damn near 10 minutes over. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Benchwarmers. It has been fun. Hopefully on the next episode, there it is. Hopefully the cough is gone. Hopefully I'm 100%. Hopefully I am not completely sick anymore. I'm getting a little bit better, but not 100% yet. So hopefully by next week, I should be totally good to go. And I'm really open to having guests soon. I want to have Ethan Hampton on this shit. I saw him at JUCO 2 days ago, actually on Monday. So it was good seeing him. I want to, Johnny's going to JUCO too. I want to have him on the podcast. I want to have a good amount of the league pop into the podcast. Maybe one of you listeners who are not on my fantasy league, maybe you guys just want to talk ball. I'd totally be down. I'm still upgrading my setup. I still got this small-ass mic stand. I probably have to upgrade that, probably return it to Amazon and then get a bigger one. I'm now rocking one of those filters that you put on to the mic, and I'm rocking a gooseneck filter as well. So I got this shit connected to my table, so I got double the filter. So hopefully this sounds very good to you, and you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and it sounded better. But I'm gonna leave it up to that. We're 10 minutes over, soon to be 11 minutes over. Hope you guys have a great one. Hope you guys have happy drafting, happy trading, happy season, man. The NFL season is back, and it's back in a week and a half. Once September rolls around, once 9/11 rolls around, that marks the first week of the NFL season. So I am excited for football. I fucking love it. But I'm going to leave that up to, you know, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, guys. I got to go. It's the Butcher, the Slim Reaper, signing off. Checking in with you guys next week. Peace, guys.